You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Limits. You're so kind. This is depressing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to come on every day and be depressing. I try to add in humor. So does Bob. We try to have provocative the right word? Topics.
Provocative might be
evocative?
Correct.
Talk. I don't think
that's a word.
No.
At least you're not giving toxic positivity to everybody.
No. See, that's the thing. That's the thing that people don't want. People are way too smart for that. They really are. The toxic positivity thing is what nobody wants to hear. Nobody wants to hear Russell Wilson say that everything's okay. In fact, it's going great. Again, do we have the Russell clip? This was after the Steelers got railroaded by the Ravens in a playoff game, and his future is completely uncertain. It was the most embarrassing loss anybody can remember. Well, except until last year's loss in the playoffs, or the year before that, or maybe 2 years before that. Everything's blowing up. Nobody wants to hear this when everything's blowing up.
I think that it's an exciting time. I think obviously to be a Pittsburgh Steeler and the opportunity of what we can do.
Thanks.
What can we do, Russ?
That's not what I'm going to say here, is that it's an exciting time. But I can provide a forum for you to express your feelings, perhaps to cry live on air or rage. Or even laugh maniacally like Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. Did you see that movie?
No.
I'm surprised by that.
I need to watch more movies maybe I have to get out. Maybe I have to stay inside more often.
Maybe.
I get outside a lot.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe I need to stay in and watch some movies.
I was captivated by it. Did he win an Academy Award for that?
Honestly, I think so.
And he was
incredible. It won some type of award.
Amazing acting performance. I don't even know why I brought it up. Oh, laughing maniacally. Yep. He had that laugh down pat. Before we get to the phones, tell me what they're saying on the text line, Limits.
Yeah, the text line is kind of...
Because the theme of this is not just that all of our teams are losing at once and it's the worst time since the 1960s, maybe. It's that your very rivals are doing things that are making it exponentially worse, whether that's Penn State getting to the Final Four, whether it's Penn State volleyball winning in a year where Pitt was the favorite. It's the Ravens embarrassing you on national TV. It's the Eagles across the state being the team you want to be. It's the Reds signing Pittsburgh native Terry Francona to be their manager. What did I miss? It's everything like that. It's the Capitals mastering the rebuild thing, the semi-rebuild thing, and rising to the top of the league. What do the texters say?
And it's Cincinnati and Baltimore having franchise quarterbacks for the next 10-plus years.
It's everything, Limits. It's everything.
Texter says, Steeler fan since the 70s. It's been a long time since I've been jealous of the Eagles and Philadelphia, but that team has come in the last few years, and that's where I am. Pretty fascinating. I found this interesting. This texter said, I had the fan on in my office all day. A couple of weeks ago, I was jumping on a Teams meeting and forgot to turn the radio off. One of the participants heard the radio and said, why are you listening to sports talk in Pittsburgh? That's not a sports town anymore.
Ooh.
The whole country is making fun of us, the texter said. That's, wow.
That cuts to it. And again, that Kirk Herbstreit thing. Really, really. Do you think Art has even heard that?
Yes, but I think he probably doesn't think much of it.
Do you think we've talked about it enough that it appeared like they were quitting on Tomlin in that game?
I do really wonder, like internally, if they view the outside perspective of everything just being okay. Like if they just are so linearly focused on what they do and blocking out the outside noise, if they realize the issues in their own building.
Yeah.
I question that. Like if they can truly view it from an, like if they need a consultant to come in and say, all right, we have not won a playoff game in 8 years. What do you think is the reasoning for that? Because clearly they don't think what they're doing is an issue.
What else are they saying?
One of the texters said, I say we laugh and just make jokes until they are winners again. Somebody else says...
Who might be laughing a while then.
Somebody else says, it hurts too much to laugh and I'm too old to cry. Jim in Vermont.
Oh, Jim.
Poor Jim.
Is that Jim Colony? Isn't he from New Hampshire or Vermont?
Right around that area.
Let's go to the lines limits.
Last texter said, Pittsburgh sports is so bad right now that I'm looking forward to the start of NASCAR. How about that? The Daytona 500's next weekend.
That really hurts. I mean, the part about people around the country looking at Pittsburgh sports right now, that really sucks. And it begins with the Steelers, because that's obviously the highest profile sport. It begins with them. Although, you still have people like Michael Silver voting Mike Tomlin third in Coach of the Year. Third. He did the third. According to Michael Silver, Tony Dungy, and a couple of others who I forget, Mike Tomlin did the third best coaching job in the NFL this season. These people are as deluded as Art. Go ahead.
All right, let's go to Matt in Lancaster. It's a very special day for Matt. Happy birthday, Matt.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Hey, Joe. I had to call because I turned 40 today, so big day, but your opening soliloquy just got me going, and like I have to just unload if you give me a minute here.
Please, it's your birthday. So, you can do anything you want.
So back to what that one texter said, so I've lived out in Lancaster since 2007, grew up about an hour outside of Pittsburgh. When I first moved out here, people hated all of our teams would be, you know, the Pens were in their starting up their glory. The Steelers were winning Super Bowls, even when the Pirates got good. And now, like, people, again, just laugh or they feel sorry for me. Like, I'm like a, you know, a stray dog on the side of the road.
Oh, my God. I wasn't even thinking of it along those lines, limits. That's worse than people laughing at you, is people not caring about Pittsburgh sports teams. Like, they're irrelevant. Or, oh, it'll be okay. No, nobody wants to hear that. It'll be okay. But go ahead.
Yeah, and then I just wanted to make one quick point about like each of our teams. So I'll start with the least common denominator here, the worst of the worst, the Pirates. I'm just tired of every year Ben Cherington sifting through the dumpster and going to sleepaway camp at the winter meetings with a $20 bill from Dad to spend. I'm tired of seeing the cardboard cutout of Wally the Green Monster up in the Penguins owner's box. And I'm just tired of after the draft for the Steelers.
Wait, did you get that, Limits?
Yeah, I think that the mascot of the Red Sox, the guy from that walks around by Fenway Park, I think that's what he's referring to.
Oh, okay.
Is that right, Matt?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're owned by Fenway. And that's all. There's nobody there. It's just a cardboard cutout of the mascot.
Matt Venzel of the Post-Gazette made sure to tell me that Teddy Werner is there every day. And my response to him was, good for him. Nobody cares. But go ahead.
And lastly, for our dear Steelers, I'm tired of every year after the draft, you get your picture. You guys get the pictures of their jersey. And then, as you always say, Joe, they go next door and they get fitted for their training wheels and their onesies to be kept on for the next 5 years. So we might as well name the Steelers the Pittsburgh Tomlins at this point and just be done with it. That's
and,
all.
Other than that, you're feeling great on your birthday, yes?
Oh, I'm feeling great. And I have two kids, a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old. And I'm just, like, getting to the point where I'm like, how long is it going to be until I can sit and watch meaningful games with them? They've never known anything.
Here's the other point I want to drive home. And now I don't remember where I saw it. Was it James Harrison? Maybe. I don't want to implicate him here if he doesn't deserve to be implicated, who says that Steelers fans are spoiled. Did you hear that quote or see that quote, Limits? Who did that come from?
It was either Harrison or Porter. I think it was Harrison.
I think it might have been Porter. Happy birthday, sir. Go enjoy your birthday.
Thank you, guys.
That would really gall me.
It was Joey Porter Sr.
Spoiled by what? Past successes from many, many, many years ago?
Let's find out.
The fan base is going to be the fan base because they're spoiled. You don't want to lose Coach Tomlin and then realize that you had a great one. Yeah. It's a reason why that franchise only had three coaches.
Yes. Yeah.
Noel, Coward, Tomlin. And it's a reason why, because when you're preaching the same message and everybody that comes through there, like, we're looking for people that fit the Steeler brand.
And that was at Radio Row at the Super Bowl. Spoiled. Yeah.
Joey, here's what I would say to you, my friend, is that the Steelers in... How long did Joey Porter play here? Can you look that up for me, Limits? Was it more than 8 years?
I don't think so. I think it was right 6 or 7.
First thing I would tell Joey Porter is it's been 8 years in a row, 8 years that the Steelers have not been competitive in a playoff game. Not been competitive. I would tell Joey that in the last four, and that's a long time, man.
It was 8 years with the Steelers.
8 years. So here's how I'd phrase it. And I love Joey Porter Sr. I'd say, Joey, imagine if you went your whole career, 8 years, your whole career, and were not even competitive in a playoff game one time. We're not talking about a handful. If it was 2 years, you know, if people were bitching and moaning and wanting to get Tomlin out of town in 2012, I would have been with you. We just went to a Super Bowl. This is good. They win. Just won 12 games again. Yeah, they lost to Tebow. That's life. We're like a generation later. So if you had gone your whole career and missed the playoffs 3 times in 8 years, which is 37% of the time, and then the times you made it were disregarded as a one and done and blown out every single time, including Jacksonville. Somebody brought this up. Oh, you say all the time they weren't competitive. What about that Jacksonville game? That was 45-42 because Tomlin put lipstick on a pig late by unbelievably mismanaging the clock when the Steelers were on a drive, down 10 in desperation mode. He let it go down to 1 second. Juju caught a touchdown pass with 1 second left. At some point, you have to kick a field goal and then give yourself a chance with a Hail Mary. Instead, he took the clock to 1 second when they scored to make it 45-42. So your only hope then is an onside kick that you pick up and run in for a Forget it. That's what I would tell Joey Porter. Imagine your whole career going like that. Imagine going for 4 years of your career where if you include the blowout playoff losses, you would have gone 38-32-1 without being competitive in a playoff game. Would that have been good enough for you, Joey Porter? Forget about the, quote, spoiled Steeler fans. How would you have felt about your career? Would it have been any solace to you that the Steelers had success way before that? I don't think so. I think you would have looked at that career, at least from a team perspective, and said, we didn't do a damn thing. So don't tell Steelers fans that they're spoiled. It's not if we don't win the Super Bowl, we suck. It's are we ever even going to be competitive in a playoff game again? Hasn't been 2 or 5 years. We're going on a decade. At what point will you say, yeah, people do have a point? They have a right to be angry. It's just mass delusion.
Well, do you expect Joey Porter Jr. to just come out and trash Tomlin, the guy that drafted his son, the guy that gave him a spot on the coaching
staff? What's
your
point? I don't know what your point is there.
I don't understand.
So he shouldn't be criticized for saying it?
No, he should be criticized for saying it. But what I'm
saying is, other Steelers have come out and ripped Tomlin. Ryan Clark has said it's time to move along. Other guys have done it. Tomlin, by the way, Joey Porter got fired here.
Right.
By Tomlin.
And they should. They should be ripping Tomlin for giving
honesty. I expect Joey Porter Sr. to tell what's true. That's what he used to do.
I would think Joey Porter Jr. or Joey Porter Sr., instead of coming out and just bashing the fan base, would just kind of stay out of it. It's kind of what
I thought
he'd do.
That would have been an option, too. I don't think you people want to hear that you're spoiled, and I don't think you are. And I'm sick and tired of 25 other teams would love to do what the Steelers do. Well, let's think about that for a second. They would love, if I told the Arizona Cardinals, I don't know, I forget who their GM is. If I told the Bidwell family, hey, here's your next 8 years mapped out. You're going to make the playoffs 5 of those 8 years, and every single time you're going to get your asses handed to you. You think he'd be jumping for joy? If I told the idiot running the Jets, what's his name, Woody Johnson?
That's right. With his son playing Madden to determine decisions. That's how they know they're moving off Aaron Rodgers. The simulator said, no more A-Rod. 4 MVPs isn't good enough. He's got to go.
If I said, Woody, your next 8 years, which last I checked is almost a decade, and you'll be like 90 by then. Your next 8 years, you're going to make the playoffs 5 out of 8, which means you'll miss 3, which is almost half the time. And when you do make the playoffs, you're going to get absolutely hammered. Like, oh, I'll compare it to games like, remember the Steelers game where Travis Kelce was throwing touchdown passes against him and the whole nation was laughing? Where they could have beaten him 80-14. I forget what the score was. Or Josh Allen toying with them. Or the Ravens running for 300 yards. Or Blake Bortles tearing through them for 40 points. That's what it'll look like for you for the next 8 years. You signing up? You'll be happy with that? Hell no. So don't tell me that 25 teams would love to be doing what the Steelers are doing. Would they love to get back to the playoffs for a year? Sure. Even if they got hammered in a playoff game. 8 years is a long time. Nobody's signing up for that. They're not. If I told, give me another crap team. If I told the Raiders, hey, who just hired Pete Carroll, which to me signifies that it's sort of win now, since he's the oldest coach in NFL history. Hey, over the next 4 years, you guys will be 38-32-1. You won't win a division. You'll sneak into the playoffs maybe 3 of those 4 years, and you'll get blown off the field. You think Pete Carroll's like, where do I sign in blood for that? That sounds great. I'm sick and tired of this. Sick and tired of Tomlin will be hired in 5 minutes if he leaves. I know he would. It's true. He's got a good track record overall. He's been certainly above the mean for his career. But that ignores the fact that Andy Reid, John Harbaugh, Sean Payton, Nick Sirianni, Dan Quinn, Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, Sean Payton, Matt LaFleur, John Harbaugh, maybe Sean McDermott, all of those guys would be hired in 5 minutes too. So how special really is that? And a lot of them will be hired over Tomlin because they specialize on the offensive side of the ball. It just gets very, very tiresome. And even though I don't really have a dog in the fight here,